Good evening, everyone. Sounds like our mic is working. Certainly a wonderful message from Gurudeva, 1961, so that's 43 years ago. Timeless message. I guess that's the nature of being in the eternal now, but I'm all right now. Certainly a key. One of the things that Gurudeva has given us in helping us to study his material is he's organized it into daily lessons. Of course, most of us know that, but some of us don't. So I'm just mentioning it for anyone, any of our guests present tonight who aren't aware. So every day we have one lesson from Dancing with Shiva, one from Living with Shiva, one from Merging with Shiva, and a sutra that we can study. It can come on email. So first thing when you come in the morning, there it is, staring you in the face, come into your desk. So I was looking at that today, I was looking at the email that came in and thought it's a nice message to read tonight to start my talk. It's a short talk. So it's actually sloka number 2. We're starting over in Dancing with Shiva, so we're on number 2. We are all growing toward God, and experience is the path. Through experience we mature out of fear into fearlessness, out of anger into love, out of conflict into peace, out of darkness into light and union in God. Gurudeva has a bhasya on this. He says, we have taken birth in a physical body to grow and evolve into our divine potential. We are inwardly already one with God. Our religion contains the knowledge of how to realize this oneness and not create unwanted experiences along the way. The perilous path is following the way of our spiritual forefathers, discovering the mystical meaning of the scriptures. Perilous path is commitment, study, discipline, practice, and the maturing of yoga into wisdom. In the beginning stages, we suffer until we learn. So that's an important point. Comes up later, I'll read it again. In the beginning stages, we suffer until we learn. Well, that's kind of relates to Gurudeva's message there about anger and worry and doubt. That's the idea of suffering, anger, worry, and doubt. Learning leads us to service, and selfless service is the beginning of spiritual striving. Service leads us to understanding. Understanding leads us to meditate deeply and without distractions. Finally, meditation leads us to surrender in God. This is a straight and certain path, the Sanmarga leading to self-realization, the inmost purpose of life, and subsequently to moksha, freedom from rebirth. The Vedas wisely affirm, by austerity, goodness is obtained. From goodness, understanding is reached. From understanding, the self is obtained, and he who obtains the self is freed from the cycle of birth and death. Next, I just wanted to share a portion of the previous day's Dancing with Shiva lesson because it ties in so beautifully. The sloka number 1 is, Rishis proclaim that we are not our body, mind, or emotions. We are divine souls on a wondrous journey. We came from God, live in God, and are evolving into oneness with God. We are in truth, the truth we seek. And the first line of Gurudeva's bhasya, we are immortal souls living and growing in the great school of earthly experience in which we have lived many lives. There are two statements in Paramaguru Yogaswami's words of our master. This is a collection of his statements throughout his life. Words of our master. They beautifully echo Gurudeva's thoughts. The first is, the world is a training school. Some are in kindergarten, some are in the BA class. Second is, the world is an ashram, a training ground for the achievement of freedom. Each one does his part according to his own measure. There is nothing that is evil. First point that both Gurudeva and Yogaswami are making is that we need to look at the world as an ashram, a training school for spiritual advancement. Why is this important? It is important because many Hindus do not look at the world from this perspective and therefore are not making as much spiritual progress as they could in this lifetime. This is apparent when they explain to you, which happens to me quite often, they are so busy with the activities of raising a family and pursuing a profession that they have almost no time to pursue spiritual life. Have you ever heard anyone say that? Have you ever said that? I've heard it a lot. Their perspective is that the time devoted to family and profession has nothing to do with their spiritual life and progress. That the only time that counts as spiritual time is the time at the temple or in the family shrine room. Clearly, life is being divided into secular activities and spiritual activities. Family and profession are secular activities and temple or shrine room are spiritual activities. This, of course, is not the perspective of Gurudeva and Yogaswami. To them, all activities of life are spiritual activities when we view them as such. What exactly does this mean? It means we can benefit spiritually from our family and professional activities just as much as we do from the time we spend at the temple and in the home shrine room if we simply hold the right perspective. Another view of the world held by some Hindus is the perspective that the world is an illusion, and for spiritual progress to occur, the world must simply be renounced. You heard that one? World is unreal. Though for advanced renunciate monks, this can be a helpful perspective, for the rest of Hindu humanity, it is definitely not a helpful perspective, as it keeps us from engaging in the world with a positive spiritual attitude toward it. Moving on. The second point that both Gurudeva and Yogaswami are making is that to progress spiritually, we need to learn from our experiences in the world. As we emphasized earlier, Gurudeva's statement is that we suffer until we learn. This, of course, means that as long as we keep making the same mistakes, we will experience the same consequences and continue to suffer. We need, therefore, to learn from the mistake in order not to repeat it. This is a common theme in my talks, and on the recent India Inner Search program, I mentioned at one point in a series of classes on becoming a more spiritual person, if you are going to only remember one point from these classes, then it is this. When you make a mistake, rather than saying, I shouldn't have done it, and feeling sad and depressed, learn to say instead, I shouldn't do it again. But we change the emphasis. We want to learn from the mistake. In other words, learn to be self-reflective enough to figure out how you can avoid repeating this mistake in the future. Pinpoint exactly what you need to do differently to get the result you want next time. Focus on improving your behavior and becoming a more spiritual person. Remember Paramaguru Yogaswami's statement, the world is an ashram, a training ground for the achievement of freedom. Om Namah Shivaya. Thank you.